AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1 and 9:30 on your Tuesday morning. 54 degrees, headed for a high. Not too much warmer, around 57 or so, if the forecast holds. An opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning with the folks from K-Life. And I'm going to start things off with campaign co-chair Michelle Robertson. I do have Shelley Mai in the studio. We'll get to Shelley here in just a little bit. How's the campaign going? People giving okay?
We have donations coming in. We've got fabulous, very generous benefactors to our campaign and to K-Life in general, and we just appreciate every single person that has given of their time, has prayed for us, has given to us financially. We're just very, very grateful for the support.
And I know this has been going on for a while, but yes. Whether you are a large $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 donor, or whether you do fives and tens, every donation counts.
Absolutely. And we have had that range. We've had $1 million gift from the Lion Foundation. We've had a $50,000 gift from the Parson Family Foundation. We've had the Richardson Foundation has given us a very generous gift every year of the campaign. We're in our third year. Mm-hmm. And we've had, you know, $5 gifts, and we've had people donate their time, and we just appreciate all of it.
And I know that you have several ongoing needs, but really this campaign primarily for a structure, maybe not exactly, but basically right across the street from the high school.
That's right. The hallmark of this campaign is construction of a youth activity center sort of across the street from the high school, a little bit to the corner. It's at the corner of 18th and Hillcrest. We currently own the property, and we are hoping to raise the funds to construct an 8,000 square foot facility that would have places for our staff to live. We would have a commercial kitchen that we could serve our kids lunch. They could walk across the street and grab a bite, hang out with our staff. We have plenty of spaces planned for our small groups to meet. And we do have small groups for boys and for girls, for every grade, sixth grade through senior in high school. And so all the high school kids meet at that facility. Gotcha. And so that would just give them the flexibility of having plenty of room for all the small groups.
An age group, and I know that's a pretty wide age group, the young end of it is almost nothing like the older end of it. So it's a pretty wide, but it's a time of discovery. Who am I? What do I,
exactly.
What do I really like? Who am I going to be, or who do I think I'm going to be? Mm-hmm. And, you know, Mom and Dad taught us the reading, the following directions, the being respectful to authority, hopefully. But you're there for so many of those other questions that I've tried talking to a fellow teen. I'm really not sure I want to talk to Dad about this, so I want to talk to somebody.
Exactly. It's really comes in at a time when teenagers are wanting to explore these issues independently. And it's a time when they don't always want to discuss it with mom and dad. Unfortunately, no matter how great that relationship, it is a time when kids really are wanting to be a little more independent from mom and dad. So we want them to have someone that is not exactly like mom and dad in that strictest sense, but as far as mentoring, are they going to say what mom and dad might say is in their lives is what they think God wants for them.
Yeah, so. And hopefully, since they've been well trained on the topic and maybe answered that question once or twice before, and mom and dad, I mean no offense when I say this, they might say it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it
right.
Or at least better the way the teen might understand it anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll come back and we'll talk campaign a little bit more, but you brought in Women's Director Shelley Mai, and first of all, Shelley, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, and how long have you been with the program now? You're still relatively new.
Yes, this was my first semester, so back in August.
Okay, so but you know that means you've completed a semester and looking
mm-hmm.
forward to Christmas time.
Yes, I'm very excited.
You get to make friends really easy, I'm sure.
I do. Yes, it's been fun. I get to work alongside another women's director who, coming in, was one of my best friends. So she's been.
How great is that?
I know. It was Lord ordained for sure. It was a huge blessing because not Not a lot of chapters get two women's directors, so we're lucky.
Now, I know you are a college graduate, but then on top of that, and I know that the university prepared you very well as a university can, mm-hmm. but now you're out in the real world actually doing it, talking with young people. But the K-Life organization kind of gives you an extra bonus training along the way, right?
Yeah, we did. So K-Life is under the umbrella of Kanakuk, mm-hmm. and they put on a post-grad discipleship program, basically, and we intensively study the Bible and get to leave with a biblical worldview that kind of college, it's whatever you want to believe, but this training really forced us to dig into, okay, what does Scripture say, and filter it through that, so.
Yeah, and because at least the vast majority of universities are open.
Yes.
I'm not sure of a better word I can think
no,
of.
No, yes, very.
And now this helps you focus for your chosen profession, so to speak, mm-hmm. and get the opportunity to be ready to have the tools you need, I guess.
Truly, yeah. Our final project, we had to answer questions any non-believer would throw at you and be able to defend it with Scripture. So I've already seen it come in handy just from girls here and conversations with people, so it's been really neat.
And yet, I have no doubt every situation's just a little bit different.
Yes.
The question isn't phrased the same, or individual A, you've already got to know him or her a little bit, and their intellectual makeup is different.
Right, exactly. And sometimes people don't want to hear Scripture and don't want to hear that, so to be able to filter that still through truth and still be able, like she said, have a person, not their parents, being telling them truth is, yeah, I think, important.
Yeah, I just, you know, look at it strictly from a journalistic point of view. We hopefully are truth tellers. You know, it's one of those mm-hmm. things that we had a story to tell, and these are just the facts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, I guess, your background. You started off in journalism just a little bit, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I was broadcast journalism and then switched to applied behavioral science. So quite a difference.
Yeah, and I can see the smile on your face. You liked the second choice better.
I did, yes. It was better suited for me, for sure.
But you still get to basically be a storyteller. You mm-hmm. could be able to tell, you know, your story.
Yes, and fun for me to get to hear other people's stories, too. I think... that's probably my favorite part of the job, is to sit down with girls and hear their heart and hear their story and hurts and everything, and being able to speak into that has been fun.
But part of that, as I sit here as an observer, obviously not inside it, but you start that off by simply being a friend.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah. And then somewhere along the line, friend changes to consultant, to advisor, to somebody with the knowledge.
Exactly, yeah. Just to step into that role somewhere in between parent and friend and sister and youth group. I think it's a unique role, and one that Bartlesville has had for years, so it's fun to be able to step into that culture of discipleship. And
how important is what you do to the lives of the teens you work with?
I think very important. I can walk you through my testimony and tell you when my relationship with the Lord became real and became a daily choice, was when I had an older girl in my life walking alongside me, opening up Scripture, doing life with me, going to Target and doing those trips, but also being someone I could tell my all my stuff too, and hurts and everything. So I think it's very valuable.
And confident that whatever it is you're sharing is not going to, you know, get out further than you want it to.
Right, exactly.
It's a trust relationship.
Yes, it's a very safe place to have those conversations, I think.
Yeah, and so it's a, you know, trusted relationship, similar to a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, somebody that you go to with important stuff.
Right, exactly. And most time I find it is a discussion, and it is fun to be able to speak into situations, but most people just want somebody to listen, and that's so true with the teenagers, and most of the time it's just me sitting and listening and waiting till they're all done, which could be an hour has gone by until I get to say something, but mostly find that they just want someone to talk to and want to be heard.
Yeah, I kind of give a nod and an occasional uh-huh.
Uh-huh, exactly. I'm here, I'm still listening.
Yep, and but by the same token, personally, I have to believe that you find it personally satisfying. You're there, you want to be with them.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of fun to be in that role, and that it is my job to disciple these girls, so whatever they need me to be, I'll be it for them.
I know you've seen the plans for the final structure for what we're raising the money for. If you could get to the final, I don't know what you need. If it was $5 to be able to go out and get the $5 pledged today and get working on the project, you'd be ready to go.
Oh yes, absolutely.
So, again, we'll give people the opportunity to get their dollars involved, and that's simply a matter of going online to your website. They can stop by and find out some other things, but I've seen the website. It tells a story right there.
We have our men's director is very good with our website, and he
somebody has needs to be
loaded it with all kinds of information, contact information, so that if you don't get your questions answered on the website, you can push a button, it sends an email to me, and then I can reach out to you and meet you for coffee, discuss K-Life. It's one of my favorite topics.
Yeah, and you and I have talked before. I know you bring a lot of enthusiasm to the table. You know, you bring the facts, but you bring the, I can tell you everything you want to know.
K-Life has impacted my boys, who are now 17 and 20, in ways that I honestly could not have parented them to be the men that they were without K-Life, and without my church. It is, gosh, I'm not going to get emotional here on your show, Charlie.
I wouldn't ask you but if it happens, I'm not going to discourage it.
It is the prayer that I most often prayed as my children were growing up, that they know the Lord and that they have a personal relationship with Him. And as Shelley was saying, I think that God put in each and every one of us deep desire to be understood and to be known. And that truly can only happen through the Lord, but other people can work with the Lord to facilitate that feeling of being heard and being understood. And I think that that is a craving particularly felt by our teens. They want to be understood. They want to be heard. And I think that's where K-Life can come alongside them and really be a partner in their faith walk with the Lord. And I'm just so grateful. But back to the campaign, I'm so happy to tell you that we're a little over $2.4 million toward our $3 million goal. We have been given a wonderful challenge grant by the Mabee Foundation, but the clock is ticking. We have an expiration date on that, and that is April 11th of the new year of 2018, and we need to raise a little more than $500,000 to get that quarter million.
So this is a really good time that people hear what we have to say, because I don't care if people are simply looking again at fives and tens and twenties or a substantial gift, tax-wise,
exactly.
It matters right now.
It matters right now, and even if you're one of those people that falls under the alternative minimum tax, maybe you won't get to claim your whole gift, this is something that's laying out treasure for you elsewhere besides the IRS. So, but certainly if you're looking at giving and you want to make sure you get credit for all your deductions, this is a wonderful place to put that money.
Yeah, and of course, you are, like you said, investing in the lives of family, of friends, neighbors, people you don't know.
That's
all the
right.
way around. One last thing, Shelley, as far as if a student or a parent may be hearing what we have to say now, or maybe listening to a podcast later on the website, if they've got questions, what is it? What's it all about? Who are you? Why should I stop by? They can stop by just for a little bit and talk with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. We are, like Michelle said, there's a website that has all of our emails on it, all of the staff. There's four of us that are in charge of high school girls, that's me, middle school girls, high school guys, middle school guys that can answer your questions. And the website's very helpful to answer those.
Thank you very much.
And the website is bertlesville.klife.com.
Thanks, guys. That's a Community Connection on 1400 K1. More in just a moment.
Debt. We can all get in a bit too deep. Members of the NFCC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, can help you put debt in its place.
Credit cards took charge of my